We had a great question come in over the week. At this point in the season, I've got a lot of fruit development on my tomato plants, but virtually no flowers left, which worries me because I'm hoping to have tomato production into September and hopefully even October. What can I do to get more flowers to come along? Well, it depends on your tomato plant.
This is from Brian from Philadelphia.
I think Brandon.
Brandon from Philadelphia.
So basically, there's different types of tomato plants. There's determinate and indeterminate and semi-determinate, and indeterminate is the vine. Determinate is like a bush variety. And then
determinate will grow a certain amount of fruit and stop growing.
Mm-hmm.
Indeterminate will grow until the weather kills it or you kill it.
Right, and then semi-determinate is kind of a combination of both. So first of all, you want to make sure that if you do have a determinate variety, then you're probably not going to get continual harvest. It's just going to put that one harvest on. But if it continues to be a problem, when the fruit is ready to pick, even if it's like half red or whatever color, yellow, orange.
It ripens from the bottom up.
Ripens from the bottom. So when you pick that, then it's going to continue to put flowers on. Plants are designed to reproduce, and that's what they want to do. If they feel that they are not going to have a chance to reproduce, that tomato is just sitting there on the vine, it's not going to continue to put flowers out.
You can also continue to water it, keep good water to it. And if the temperatures exceed 90, I think it's 92, 93 degrees, the pollen will be dead, it dies in the flower in most instances, and you're not going to get production off that, which we don't have that heat right now, and then based on the temperatures there, you want to just continue to pick your fruit. Keep the plant watered, and you will have, and if it's an indeterminate plant, you will continue to have a production of tomatoes.
Yeah.
So be patient.
Another question is, can you mulch year-round? Is there a better time to mulch than others? You can mulch
year-round. There's problem with mulching year-round.
Right. So you can mulch during the summer. However, it kind of depends on what you're going to mulch with. Like, for example, if you want to use leaves, which we highly recommend, definitely collect those leaves in the fall, get them onto your garden. They'll break down over winter. And
all of ours were gone by June.
Yeah.
We put 2,000 pounds in our garden.
We put a crazy amount of leaves in our garden. So you want to keep that in mind, is that you might have some spring mulch, but then plan ahead once they break down in June so that you can mulch throughout the summer as well.
Pine needles work very good. We have found, and the myth is pine needles will make your soil acidic. Not the case.
It's because they have been dropped from the tree.
Right.
And
they're acidic on the actual plant.
Yeah, on the tree. But once they drop from the tree, they lose that acidity.
And we have found that it does attract slugs for some reason. We had a lot of slugs in the front yard garden that we had pine needle mulch on last year. Straw works very, very well. You don't want to use hay. Hay is the grasses. Straw is the stalk or the byproduct of the grain. So straw works very well. And it's the chemical-free dry grass clippings is also a good means of mulch.
So what that means is that if you have somebody or you yourself spray your grass with chemicals, you don't want to use that in your garden, especially if you are growing organically, because even though you may have cut the grass, it's dried, that can leach into your soil because chemical fertilizers are water-soluble, which means that they cling to water. Or not water soluble, which means that they cling to the water droplets, essentially, and then they continue to flow into the earth.
And even if you do not have something planted in a bed and it's fallow, there's nothing there, you want to cover that bed up to preserve and to keep the microbial life, the soil web, healthy. Anything in nature, prairies, non-agricultural fields, woods, they all have some type of barrier covering the soil to protect the soil life. So even if you have nothing going on there, cover it with something. Nature provides grass clippings, straw, whatever the case is, to keep that soil healthy. Because we've seen what happens if we have a bed that's exposed to the sun and there's nothing there. It gets dry, it gets cracked, it really looks dead. Keep that in mind. Cover up the soil, regardless if you're planting or not planting, and you're just going to let the bed go fallow for the year. So we harvested garlic this past week, and it drummed up a lot of questions on social media that related to garlic, so I'm going to address some of those. How do you store so much garlic and it won't dry out before you get to use it? We harvested at the large gardener video about 75 bulbs of garlic. Now, we've planted up to 150 before, and that was way too much. But 100 is about what we want.
And then the sister-in-law, Holly's sister, we do about 20 there. So the way we dry it, we cure it. We let it dry entirely for 3 to 4 weeks. Then we trim the tops off and the roots off like you would see in store-bought garlic or farmer's market garlic. And we just keep it in a cool, dry place, air circulation, a cardboard box. You don't want to put this in a bag. You can put it in like one of them shelving units. Just allow it to have circulation, cool, dry place. Keeps for 8-9 months. You can get a year out of some of this, but that's pretty much the limit on the lifespan of the garlic. What varieties do you grow? Well, we grow a number of varieties. We don't specifically plant and keep those varieties separate to all the other ones. If the way you plant garlic, you take the largest cloves from the largest bulbs and plant them in October, and then you harvest them late June, mid-July, and those will give you the most opportunity for the largest bulbs at harvest. We grow Spanish Roja, Georgia Crystal, German Hardy, and Purple Galaxy, I believe is the only, the four varieties in which we grow. And it's phenomenal garlic. When we give it away, we say use a quarter of what you normally would use with store-bought garlic because the intensity is so rich. It's not hot or spicy. It's just the richness of that the garlic. I have corn, sweet corn, growing in my backyard, and I noticed several of the corn stalks are very large, and then at the base, there are new stalks coming out of the ground. Do I leave them alone? Do I pull them out? What do you suggest I do? Okay, so in like tropical, like I think it's banana trees, they call them pups or additional growths. They're like little corn stalks, and if you leave them alone, they're going to eventually grow. What you want to do in a backyard situation is just cut them at the base. Leave the mother stalk or the main stalk alone. Do not pull them up because you'll disrupt the roots and potentially kill the main corn stalk. Just cut them off to keep them from sucking up the energy in the soil that that main plant or that main stalk has. Any of the secondary small stalks that are coming off the main plant at the base or growing secondary plants, just cut them off. You'll be fine with that. Thank you for checking out the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. For more, go to the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com for full-length in-studio video and podcast replay of Season 1. Season 2 underway and added weekly. Tweet us at TWVG Show or hashtag TWVG to be part of the program.